Chapter 2. A Strange Afternoon. One autumn day, Rip goes up the Catskill Mountains. After walking for many hours, he feels tired. He sits on a green hill and looks at the majestic Hudson River, and as he is looking at the sky, he says,
"It's almost evening. I must go home. My wife always gets angry when I'm late."
As he's going down the mountain, he hears a voice.
"Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!"
He looks around, but he sees no one. He hears someone call,
"Rip Van Winkle! Rip Van Winkle!"
again. Then he sees a very strange man. He is climbing up the hill with something on his back. Rip thinks,
"Who is this? No one ever comes here. Perhaps I can help him."
Rip walks towards the man and is very surprised. He sees a short, square old man. He has long, white hair and a beard. Rip thinks,
"How bizarre! He's wearing very old clothes. They are Dutch clothes of the 1600s. Who is this man?"
The old man is carrying a small barrel on his back. Rip helps the man and carries his barrel. Together they go up the valley. Rip can hear the thunder, but he can't see the storm. Rip follows the strange man. He thinks,
"Where are we going and why?"
Suddenly, they walk into a small amphitheater. It is made of big stones and trees. There are some strange men there. They are all wearing Dutch clothes of the 1600s, too, and they all have beards. There is a captain. He is wearing a captain's hat. He is a big, fat, round man. They are playing ninepins. The balls sound the same as thunder. No one is speaking. The mysterious silence and the cold eyes of the men scare Rip. The old man points to the barrel and to the other old men.
"These men want to drink,"
Rip thinks. He serves them, and then they continue playing again. Rip drinks from the barrel, too. It is very strong, but Rip likes it. He drinks again and again. Soon he falls asleep.